welcome to A Deeper Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of lessons out of the book of Ezekiel. So go grab your Bible and get close to your radio as we take a deeper look in the book.
Book of Ezekiel, particularly Ezekiel chapter 4. Ezekiel chapter 4. We're making our way through the Old Testament, and so we have looked at a couple of the major prophets. Jeremiah was a major prophet, Isaiah was a major prophet. And then Ezekiel is the other major prophet. Now, when you look at those three major prophets there, all three of those prophets, they more or less focus on one area of the Godhead. Isaiah focused on Christ, remember? He saw a lot about Jesus Christ. Remember, he even saw the death of Jesus, the birth of Jesus. He saw the names of Jesus, what his name will even be. He saw the life of Christ. Jeremiah focused in more on God the Father. So Isaiah focused on God the Son, Jesus Christ, but Jeremiah focused more on God the Father. But Ezekiel will focus on more God the Holy Spirit. He's the major prophet that focuses in on the work of the Holy Spirit. And tonight I just want to look at chapter 4, just one lit chapter. Because, and I want you to see the teaching way of Ezekiel, how God used Ezekiel to teach his people. And just like Jeremiah used symbolic sermons and dramatic sermons, remember Jeremiah? Can anybody remember one of those sermons that Jeremiah? He preached a sermon in the dirt with the dirty underwear. He preached another sermon with a switch. Matter of fact, that was his first sermon when he came before the people with a switch in his hand. And they asked, you know, well, why come this switch? And he said, well, this is what God getting ready to do to you. Now, what, you know, my son, Timothy, he preached his first sermon a couple of months ago. Now, what if he would have came to the pulpit with a switch? Do you think he would have ever forgot his first sermon? Not with the switch in his hand. Not with the switch in his hand. Amen. Amen. I think the next time I go somewhere that I've never been before and I'm going to preach there, I think I'll go there with a switch in my hand. They'll probably never forget that sermon, will they? They say, hey, that's that preacher that... That's the switch preacher. Amen. All right. Tonight I want you to see Ezekiel, and Ezekiel is going to use four illustrations as he preached in a dramatic fashion. Now watch this in verses 1 through 3. Look at what the text says. Let me have my reader. Where my reader at? All right. She got the mic. Amen. Is the mic on? Talking at first, and let's see. Say testing.
Testing.
See, it's on.
Ezekiel chapter 4, verses 1 through 3. Thou also, son of man, take thee a tile and lay it before thee, and portray upon it the city, even Jerusalem, and lay siege against it, and build a fort against it, and cast a mount against it. Set the camp also against it, and set battering rams against it round about. Moreover, take thou unto thee an iron pan, and set it for a wall of iron between thee and the city, and set thy face against it, and it shall be besieged, and thou shalt lay siege against it. This shall be a sign to the house of Israel.
All right, all right. Now, what is God telling him to do? He's telling him to go ahead. What I want you to do, I want you to take a piece of tile, a tablet, which they used to write on. And he says, what I want you to do, I want you to draw a picture of Jerusalem on that tablet, on that tile. And then I want you to set an iron plate against it. And then when people ask you, what's that about? Then you can tell them the meaning of that illustration. And the meaning of this illustration was that the Babylonian was going to lay siege against the city of Jerusalem. That was the meaning of that. The Babylonian army, just like an iron wall, would lay siege against Jerusalem, or they would surround the city of Jerusalem. Now, that's a dramatic illustration that Ezekiel used to get his point over. How would you feel if you walked up to your house or your apartment and somebody had drew a picture of your apartment, and then they had some little army men, you know, these little plastic army men around your, that little picture that is your house. And you would probably say, now, why in the world somebody draw this? What's the meaning of that? And then they tell you, well, you're getting ready to be surrounded. God's finna to have a blockade. You're not going to be able to come in or out of your house anymore. In other words, you're getting ready to starve to death because you can't come out of your house. If you couldn't come out of your house, how long could you survive? I'm just asking you a question. How long could you survive? How many cans of tuna fish you got in the house? What about pork and beans? You know, you got to count your cans, don't you? Because you ain't going to the store. Hello, somebody. You ain't. Amen. You're going to have to learn how to eat cornflakes without milk. Hello, somebody. But after a while, so how long do you think you can stay in your house? If your house was under siege tonight, hello, somebody, how long do you think that you could last? Come on, talk to me. You can talk to me. You say 30 days. She on a 30-day plan. Amen. She got enough for 30 days in our house. Okay, 30 days, you can go back 30. She says she could go to, you know, amen. She could pull a 30. Anybody else go 30? Anybody else with a 30?
6 months.
Yes, 6 months. Somebody could go 6 months. Amen. Amen. He got a lot there that won't spoil in his house. He got a lot of canned goods and stuff. Amen. Got a deep freeze and stuff. Amen. 6 months. You're doing good. Amen. In this day and age, you're doing real good in this day and age. Now, see, mama and them, they could go, you know, all went along and stuff like that. Amen. But this generation here, you can go and buy groceries on Friday, but Saturday, you got to go right back to Walmart because you missed something. Hello, somebody. Amen. Now, mama and them, they used to just do groceries, what, on Saturdays. Is I'm right about it? Amen. So if they didn't get it on Saturday, and you say, Daddy, you know, we still miss it. Well, that's all right. Next Saturday coming. Yeah. You'll get it next Saturday. Amen. Just go on and learn. This week you're gonna have peanut butter sandwich, not peanut butter and jelly. Amen. We're just gonna have peanut butter. Amen. So you learn how to make peanut butter and put some syrup on the sandwich stuff. Hello, somebody. You learn how to make tomato sandwiches and all of that. Amen. Because dad ain't going getting no jelly. Amen. Learn how to have buttered bread and stuff. Amen. You know, you put it in the broiler underneath. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Put a little sugar on it. Amen. That's how you make it. Amen. You're making it under siege. Amen. 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 Put that cinnamon on there. We make our own cinnamon toast. Praise the Lord. See, poor people know how to survive. Rich folks, them, they don't really know how to survive. Poor folks know how to survive and eat good. Amen. It may be rich in butter, but we know how to eat good. Amen. 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 So Ezekiel was letting them know that God is getting ready to bring about a siege. You think it's bad now? It ain't as bad as it's going to be, because he says that God is going to bring the Babylonian army, and like an iron wall will soon surround Jerusalem. All right, his second illustration. Read, reader, 4-6.
Lie thou also upon thy left side, and lay thy iniquity of the house of Israel upon it. According to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon it, thou shalt bear their iniquity. For I have laid upon thee the years of their iniquity, according to the number of the days, 390 days. So shalt thou bear the iniquity of the house of Israel. And when thou hast accomplished them, lie again on thy right side, and thou shalt bear the iniquities of the house of Judah for 40 days. I have appointed thee each day for a year.
All right, all right. He's to lie on his left side 390 days. Now, isn't that something? Now, what would you think? You came to church, and I'm laying down like this here. What would you think? Huh? Now, the first Sunday, I catch your attention, but every Sunday, 390 days. Now, they probably thought Ezekiel had lost his mind. And no doubt God probably told him to go to a certain place where there would be some traffic, probably in the marketplace or down at the temple where the folks was coming in to the church house, so to speak. And he had to lay that way 390 days. 390 days. And this was to, and then he had to change sides. God said, okay, after the 390 days, he said, what I want you to do, I want you to change sides, and this time I want you to lay on your right side. How many days?
40
days. What was the meaning? The meaning was each day represented a year of their sins. Each day represented 1 year of punishment. I'm sorry, 1 year of punishment for Israel and for Judah. Each day represent 1 year of punishment for Israel and Judah. Now, isn't that something? Israel was going to get punished 390 years, whereas Judah's was going to get punished 40. Now, that's a dramatic, illustrative sermon. That's pretty powerful. That shows a lot of Ezekiel's character for him to obey. Because 390 days, how many days you got in a year? That means he went through spring, summer, and fall laying on one side. And what if God said that the change for him to turn over and lay the 40 days on the other side was in July or August or in the winter time? That really showed the obedience of his character. Amen, amen, amen. Now, these are your great preachers, and these are the great preachers. It's Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Isaiah, and Daniel. Whenever God have to go through dramatic illustrations or dramatic sermons in order to get people attention, that lets us know just how far people have fallen away from God. A preacher shouldn't have to go like that. He shouldn't have to lay down in the middle of the road, or on the side of the road, 390 days in order to preach to people. He shouldn't have to go through something, but God goes through dramatic ways in order to get our attention. In our day and age, we see a lot of drama in the pulpit. As a matter of fact, when I first started preaching, you didn't see no preachers walking in the pulpit. When I first started preaching, it was almost like they had chained to your foot behind this pulpit. You just stood and you preached. If you walked out like this, you kind of like walking in the pulpit. But today is totally different. You see all kind of drama going on in the pulpit. You see folks bringing animals up in the pulpit. At Christmas time, you know, they have the three wise men, and we went to a play once, and they had the camels. They was riding camels and goats and cows and stuff like that. They bring them all up in the church so that nobody will, you know, forget the point that they're trying to make. Now, we think that that's entertaining, and it is in a sense, but that lets me know that our time is short. Yeah, when God is laying on preachers' heart to go through dramatic fashion. Amen. Amen. You know that if I showed up in some dirty underwear on the outside here, that either I'm crazy. Hello, somebody. Amen. Amen. Or Sister Wilbur didn't wash. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing. I'm teasing. But if I got to go through something like that to get people attention, then that lets you know people focus is on other things. Yeah, yeah. See, when I look at a story like this, what come to my mind is, what was the people paying attention to? If he's got to lay down like that, 300, it would have been enough for him to lay down a week. But for him to lay down 390 days, man, that's a long time. Long time. 40 days is a long time. How many of y'all can just lay on one side for 40 days? Amen. Somebody said, I can't do it for 40 hours. Not my 40 days. All right. Now that God done blessed Ezekiel to be able to get up, now let's read on a little bit further. at the third illustration.
Verse 7 and 8. Therefore thou shalt set thy face toward the siege of Jerusalem, and thine arm shall be uncovered, and thou shalt prophesy against it. And behold, I will lay bands upon thee, and thou shalt not turn thee from one side to another, till thou hast ended the days of thy siege.
All right. So earlier he had to lay on his left side. Then God said, change. And so he changed on over 40 days on his right side. And God said, okay, now change again. Now this time he's laying on his back. He's laying on his back. And God says, I want you to tie your arms up where you can't. It's going to be hard for you to move. Now, isn't that something? The left, the right, and the back. And he's tied up. What's the point? The meaning, this will show the helplessness of Jerusalem against the Babylonian attack. This going to show the helplessness. When you tied up like that on your back, I can remember as a little boy, we used to play, you know, cowboys and Indians and stuff. And my brothers and sister, you know, boy, they used to take it real, real serious. Because what they would do, I'll never forget the time that they got me down. They tied me up like this here. And they hog-tied me. Do you know, anybody know what I'm talking about when I say hog-tied me? That's when you lay down, face down. And you got your feet. You're laying down like this here. And then they went and got the, you know, the cowboy scarf and gagged me and slid me up under the bed. Amen. They left me there. They left me there. And it wasn't until Mama started really, you know, inquiring. Where Timmy at? You know, it's dinner time. Where is that? I don't see him out there. Where is he? He coming after a while, Mama. That's what they... I couldn't come. I couldn't even get out from up under the bed. And my room was in the back of the house. Amen. But, you know, a good mama knows they kids. And Mama said, now, y'all was playing, so what did y'all do with him? Y'all go get him. Go get him. They had me tied up. Amen. But that's kind of was Ezekiel's situation there. He was illustrating how helpless they are going to be during this siege. You're not going to be able to get out that situation on your own. All right. So that's the third illustration. Now we come to the fourth illustration.
Verse 9 through 17. Take thou also unto thee wheat and barley and beans and lentils and millet and fitches, and put them in one vessel, and make thee bread thereof, according to the number of the days that thou shalt lie upon thy side. 390 days shalt thou eat thereof. And thy meat which thou shalt eat shall be by weight, 20 shekels a day. From time to time shalt thou eat it. Thou shalt drink also water by measure, the sixth part of an hen. From time to time shalt thou drink. And thou shalt eat it as barley cakes.
Bread of life, sent down from glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bible Way Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book.